Pennsylvania's medical marijuana products may soon get more state oversight after a House bill passed this week. For WHYY, Tom Reese reports.
Pittsburgh House member Dan Frankel's bill would give the state control over lab testing for medical cannabis. He says states including California and Colorado have seen, quote, dangerous levels of contaminants due to lax testing standards. His bill would have the State Department of Health oversee the process, so medical marijuana companies can't use labs that approve shoddy products.
It ensures testing monitors potency and purity over time, and so what's on the label matches what's in the product. It enforces strict reporting requirements to prevent bad actors from gaming the system.
The bill also gives the state authority to regulate marijuana prescribers. In 2022, three doctors wrote over 11,000 cannabis prescriptions. Legislators say that proves a need for more oversight. Frankel's bill was popular with House members in both parties and now heads to the Senate. I'm Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
And the New Jersey Assembly Housing Committee passed five bills designed to expand affordable housing in the Garden State. Jag Davies from the Jersey Fair Share Housing Center says one of the measures stops landlords from sudden big rent hikes.
If a landlord tries to raise rent at a level that is completely out of whack with the rents in the area, it gives tenants tools to be able to stay in their homes and avoid getting thrown out onto the streets.
State officials project about 85,000 new affordable housing units will be constructed over the next decade in New Jersey. It is 47 degrees in Wilmington, 46 and sunny in Philadelphia, and 47 and sunny as well in Atlantic City, New Jersey.